Today, the U.S. Supreme Court revisits an issue it appeared to resolve just months ago. The issue is crime labs. The question is whether the prosecution in criminal cases has a constitutional duty to produce crime lab analysts to testify about their findings. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Until last year, prosecutors in all but 10 states could introduce a notarized affidavit from crime lab experts attesting to their findings with respect to critical evidence, that the white powder found on the defendant was indeed cocaine, or that the defendant's DNA matched that found on a rape or murder victim. Forensic analysts only appeared if subpoenaed by the defense. But in June, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a narrow 5-4 vote, ruled that the clause of the Constitution requiring the accused to be confronted with the witnesses against him puts the burden on the state to produce not just paper certificates, but live forensic witnesses who can be cross-examined, and without whom the evidence cannot be introduced. The opinion, written by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, did provide something of an out. It said that a state could let prosecutors notify defense lawyers pre-trial of the intent to introduce an affidavit so that the defense can demand live witnesses if it wants to. Four justices were outraged by the decision, predicting that it would result in a windfall for the defense, huge expenses for the states, and release of guilty defendants. The four, led by Justice Anthony Kennedy, served notice that they wanted the decision to be reversed. Today's case offers that opportunity, testing two Virginia drug convictions based on lab analyst affidavits. So why revisit the issue so soon after a decision? Only one thing has changed since June. One member of that five-justice majority, David Souter, has retired, replaced by Sonia Sotomayor, a former Manhattan prosecutor. Some 24 states are asking the court to reverse itself, citing backlogs, costs, and other problems the decision has created. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.